by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Women's men's basketball doubleheader today. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings College women's head coach Jeff Dittman, and coach, 4-3 to begin the season in your non-conference affairs. How's things been going?
Well, we played a very good schedule to begin with. I think we've, in our seven games, we've already played four ranked teams. We played five of those games on the road with an inexperienced team. I won't necessarily say we're a young team, but we have a lot of people on the floor right now who don't have collegiate level experience, or at least in our system. So we've been learning a lot about each other and trying to get the right combinations and those types of things. And now it's time to get into GPAC play and find out if we've got the right setup.
I'll tell you what, you got a roster from a year ago. You can throw it in the trash because it's no good. You got a lot of new faces on this team.
Well, we do. You know, you have one veteran returning in the sense of Alicia Stadler is an all-conference, second-team all-conference post player. Had a great season for us as a sophomore last year. Sophia McDermott was a consistent player coming off the bench. And then after that, you're looking at people who either got in just in certain situations or people who weren't even in the program a year ago. So that's why I say we've got a lot to figure out about ourselves and what's the right combination and how do we get enough offense and defense and rebounding with each group of people. But we've made some steps.
Talk about Alicia Stadler. She's off to a great start, 21 points per ball game, 10 rebounds per contest. Looks like she's really stepped up for us.
Well, at this point of the season, they didn't know a lot about her. They're our non-conference opponents, so she got a lot of one-on-one or late two-on-one coverage, and she's really done a good job against it. I'm kind of expecting she's about to see a little Lindsay Ducey defense for the next few conference games and know what it's like to have people surrounding her before she even catches the ball. But I think at this point, Alicia's playing as well as any post in the country could play, and she's doing it at all three phases of the game. If you look at the conference stats, she's number one in scoring, number one in rebounding, and number one in shot blocking. So she's contributing at all three, or at both ends of the floor and all three phases of the game.
One other new face that we've seen in the lineup for us is Courtney Spahn. She's had some good outings for you so far.
You know, Courtney's averaging about 16 points a game. There's been a couple of times that they've used her man to go double-team Alicia, and I know she had 29 against Mayville that night. She's a very good shooter. She transferred in out of Division II program in Utah, and she's come in and provided some great scoring for us and getting better at rebounding every day.
Talk about some of the other new faces we've had in the lineup for you, maybe that have surprised you here in the first couple of ball games.
Well, we've had two freshmen start for us at this point, Frankie Peterson from Cambridge, and Frankie got off to a great start, did some things really well. Then in the last couple of ball games, we went with Kenesha Riley. She is a very talented offensive player. Hopefully, she'll get a little better at rebounding in the defense. But those two have really done a good job early and given us a real solid third offensive component out on the floor a lot of times. And, then you get to Brittany Wong, who Brittany was kind of a defensive player for us at times last year. We brought her in a lot of times in tough situations for Heather McKeon when we needed, had a two-point lead and needed to stop. And she did a great job. Now this year we're asking her to not only play good defense again, but to give us a little bit of scoring. And, then you get into the bench, and frankly, we've played a lot of people so far. We went 10, 11, 12 deep a lot of times, just searching for that right combination of again, getting balance at the offensive and defensive ends.
Are we doing the same sort of things here this year as we have in the past?
Well, not really, because in the past we've just been bigger than everybody else. You know, last year we went 6'2", 6'2", at the forward and the center spot with Lindsay and Alicia. This year we go 6'2", and 5'9". So we're running a lot more four out. If you look at our three-point shots, we're probably shooting a lot more of that. I think the one thing this team can do better than last year's team is they put it on the floor a little better, and they can attack better off the dribble. It's up to this point, I think we're averaging about 84 points a game or something like that. And again, against some quality opponents, against Davenport, number two team in the country, Iowa Wesleyan, number 12, kind of go down the list. So we've been doing a good job on the offensive end against quality opponents.
What's this team lacking right now?
You know, I think the biggest thing is we turn the ball over too much. And even more importantly, we're turning it over in the open court, which means not only do we lose our shot, but probably they're getting a one-on-none or a two-on-one situation. And we've seen that. We played the other day, and we had first 6 minutes we didn't turn the ball over. And then we're up about seven on the team. And then all of a sudden there's four consecutive turnovers, and there's new life. There's 6 points out of the four turnovers that they got. And we're letting teams stay in the ball game instead of really continuing to work them and put them away. So until we get our turnovers down into the 12 range instead of the 22 range, we're going to have some problems.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Sioux Falls as our pregame show continues after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. It's Hastings College and the University of Sioux Falls here this afternoon. Coach, I don't know if there's a tougher opener for us that we could have drawn up here. This is a tough place to